In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. Let me tell you guys that starting Thursday, we will no longer be 610 Sports Radio. We are morphing into 96.5 The Fan. Now, let me tell you, however you are currently listening to the show, you can still listen to the show that way on Thursday. If you love listening to the podcast, keep listening to the podcast. If you love listening live on the app, keep listening on the app. If you don't want to come over to the FM side with us, the show will be simulcast right here on 610 AM. But I am going to the FM side. I'm taking Rob with me. I'm not going to leave Rob back. Rob's coming with me to the FM side. That's where we will be. But you don't have to come over there. I would encourage you to do so. I really want you to come over there. But if you want to stay right here on 610 AM, you are more than welcome to. I just wanted to pass that message to you guys. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Dan Hayes. He covers the Minnesota Twins for The Athletic. Dan, happy to have you join us on the show today. Let's talk about this from a big picture standpoint. These two teams look very, very similar on paper. I mean, they are almost a mirror image of one another. Why do you think Minnesota finds themselves 6-2 so far this season over the Royals?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question because they are similarly built in that they both like to play defense. It's funny, unless the Royals are facing Bailey Ober, it doesn't seem like they've figured out how to get over that hump yet. Now, Bobby Witt is amazing, and he has performed really well against the Twins. It felt like he really kind of gained his ground and sort of elevated becoming this superstar last year in that series in Kansas City in July where he hit the walk-off grand slam against Duran. And the teams always play close baseball games, but it just seems like the Twins have found an edge. And it doesn't seem to matter who they have on the field because we saw it early in the season. You know, the Twins are 6-2 against the Royals this year now. And, you know, Royce Lewis gets hurt in that first game in the season opener and didn't play against them until Monday. And yet, you know, Byron Buxton misses some of those games. Carlos Correa's missed some of those games. Twins still figure out ways to win. And, you know, it's weird. It's just sometimes how teams match up. The Twins can't seem to figure out Cleveland. Cleveland's 7-2 against the Twins. Cleveland can't seem to figure out the White Sox, which is the craziest part. The White Sox have 5 of their 28 victories or whatever it is against Cleveland this year in 10 meetings. So I just sometimes think it's how you match up. It's so random because these are all three, Cleveland, Kansas City, and the Twins, good teams, and they just seem to have each other's numbers in different ways.
Dan, 100%, and it's funny because if you look at the numbers, I mean, Minnesota is 6-2 against Kansas City, yet they have scored the same amount of runs. Kansas City has scored 35. Minnesota has scored 35. Similar questions have been asked about both teams. Both Kansas City and Minnesota were extremely good against the Chicago White Sox and have just kind of tread water against everybody else. You would think that all of these games would be coin flips, yet they haven't been.
Yeah, no, and I look, it's the Bailey Ober factor. In those two starts, Kansas City has outscored the Twins 17-1 this season. So what's that make it, 34-18 in the other six games? Bailey Ober has never been able to figure out the Royals. It's very weird because if you look what he's done since opening day, I think he has a 3.10 ERA. In that start, he lasted 2 outs, gave up 8 runs. We'd be talking about Bailey Ober as a Cy Young candidate if it wasn't for that opening day start right now. He's been that good, and he's been excellent the last 9 times out there. His 9 quality starts in a row, 6 innings. It's the longest streak for a Twins pitcher in a long time. For whatever reason, he can't figure out the Royals, and it's why we won't see him in this series. You know, he could potentially go on Wednesday. I'm getting the sense the Twins, they haven't announced it, but I'm getting the sense the Twins are going to give him an extra day of rest and start him Thursday in Texas because they're in this stretch right now where they have 13 games in a row and they're trying to keep their starting pitchers fresh, especially since out of the original group, only Pablo Lopez and Bailey Ober are healthy. So they're trying to take care of their guys. And I think one way to maybe take care of Bailey Ober is not start him against a team that's just given him fits for his entire career.
Right now we're talking to Dan Hayes, who covers the Twins for The Athletic. Dan, I know that this question has been posed to the Royals in Kansas City. I'm curious if this same thing has happened in Minnesota. I mentioned the records earlier. I mean, Minnesota is 12-1 against the White Sox, and they've just been okay against everybody else. The comparison that a lot of people have made here in Kansas City is to the Miami Dolphins from this year in the NFL. They beat up on some of the lower-tier teams in the league, but when they went up against Kansas City and Baltimore, they usually lost those games. What's the feeling around this Twins team as the season is playing out?
I think that, you know, a lot, if you look early on, a lot of it was when the Twins haven't been at full strength. Now, one of the things that the Twins kind of maybe are finding out is the reality is they're just not going to be at full strength. You know, Byron Buxton left Monday's game with hip soreness and is day-to-day, and we'll see how long he's out. Carlos Correa hasn't played since July 10th. Before that, you know, Royce Lewis missed the first 58 games of the season. It's sort of just been their reality. But a lot of the damage against really good teams was early on. They had this stretch where they came out and they played Cleveland, they played the Dodgers, they played the Brewers, they played Baltimore, they played the Yankees, all with Royce Lewis on the bench. I think that the Twins feel like that they are better than they've shown against those teams. That record has improved a lot. And, yeah, they're great against the White Sox and just two games above 500 against everybody else. But I think, you know, they've shown a lot of flashes. They had a homestand against Baltimore or Boston and Seattle back in May when they were kind of at half strength and they took 5 out of 7 from them. You know, I think that you look at Kansas City. Kansas City is a good team. The fact that the Twins have beat them 6 out of 8 says a lot. You know, it's just been a strange year all around for the Twins. They cannot seem to stay healthy. And then they lost Joe Ryan last week and potentially for the rest of the season. So maybe it is their reality that they just won't be healthy at 100% at any time, and this is who they are. But I think they feel like they are a better team and that they will achieve better health. And that's why they're kind of looking long-term with some of these guys. Carlos Correa is not rushing back. Byron Buxton might sit 3 or 4 days with this injury to make sure that he can be around for the rest of the season. So they've been very cautious, and I think that that has hurt them at times. And, you know, I mean, it still doesn't explain Cleveland, but, you know, they did go 2-2 with Royce Lewis in the lineup against Cleveland, whereas they were 0-5 earlier in the season when he was out of the lineup. So I think they feel they're better, but they still...
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They got to prove it.
Absolutely. Dan, are you still looking to the division, or have you kind of shifted towards the wild card? It's funny because we were having this conversation with our Royals insider, and his point was everybody is so focused on the wild card when the division is still there. Well, if you can't beat the team that's in second place right ahead of you of Minnesota, then it's just not realistic to think that you can win the division. You guys are in a little bit of a different spot. You guys have struggled against Cleveland. Are Twins fans focused on trying to catch Cleveland in the division or hold on to one of those wild card spots?
You know, when you talk to the team, they basically say, we just got to take care of our own business. Cleveland's been outstanding this year. Whether or not that bullpen can hold up another 48 games or whatever's left in their schedule, it remains to be seen. They are asking a lot of their relievers. They really didn't do much at the deadline to improve their starting staff. I do like the two kids that they have in there. You know, we saw them Gavin Williams looked pretty good against the Twins because he was locating his secondary stuff. And obviously, Bibee is looking very good and like the real deal. And like, hey, what do you know? Cleveland found another great pitcher to put at the front of its rotation. But beyond them, I mean, look, Alex Cobb looked terrible against the Twins. Carrasco just went on the IL. They're working on a limited rotation right now. And you wonder if that can hold up. And yet, at the same time, as much as you wonder if it can hold up, they keep doing it, and they've done it all year. It's hard to say, does Cleveland slow down? They have the schedule in their favor. The only meetings left with the Twins, all four in Cleveland in September. Correa should be back for that and could be a huge difference maker, I think, in that regard. But at the same time, I think the Twins just need to focus on playing well and stay, you know, in the third, fourth, make sure that they are in that wild card spot, because I think, you know, you look at what they were able to accomplish last year. They kind of got over that hump where they now know that they're capable of doing something in the playoffs. And I think that this is an experienced group that likes each other, and it's a very deep and talented group. You consider that Twins team that scored 8 runs last night is missing, you know, Carlos Correa out of the lineup last night. Brooks Lee is not in the lineup right now. He's on the IL. You know, they have 6, 7, 8 guys deep they're good, formidable bats. And I think that team showed what it's capable of last night. They can hit with anybody. And if they can do that, you know, they have a chance to make some noise in October.
Last thing here, Dan, and you alluded to it. It's funny because these three teams are pretty close between Cleveland, Minnesota, and Kansas City. Obviously, Cleveland has the advantage, 3.5 games up on Minnesota and 5 games up on Kansas City. But, I mean, the last 40 games of this season is really going to be a sprint to see who gets the best of each other as these teams still play each other. Minnesota still comes to Kansas City. Kansas City still has 7 games against the Guardians. That even though the Royals, they are furthest away back, they maybe have the best ability to make up that ground if they can simply take care of their own business. And you said that regarding the Twins as well.
Yeah, and I think the Twins are hoping the Royals play Cleveland great. I mean, the Royals have really good starting pitching, and that's been evident all year. The one thing the Royals have a little disadvantage on is I think they only have 26 home games left, and you guys know the disparity between how good they are at home and how good they are offensively on the road. I mean, it's huge, and look at Bobby Witt. It's like 400 points of OPS difference. Bobby Witt is the greatest player on the face of the earth when he's in Kansas City, which is so hard to explain because I just don't think of that as a place that you should hit. And he has found a way to master it, and it's amazing. He's such a talent, and he's like, look, he should be very strong consideration for the MVP candidate. But they have more road games than they do home, and seriously, that you know, you think that favors the other teams, but at the same time, you just can't bet against their starting pitching. I know Singer didn't have a good start last night, but man, he looks really good compared to where he was a couple of years ago, and. Lugo has been outstanding. Like it's just a solid rotation through and through, and you have enough guys getting it done with the lineup. So it should be a really interesting final, 50, 48 games, whatever we have here, with three teams that are playing way better than anyone ever gave them credit for or expected. Everybody thought the Twins were going to be good. Everybody else thought that the Royals and Cleveland would scrape by and maybe get to 500. It's nice to see the division surpassing expectations.
Dan, I will get you out of here with this. I promise this is the last question. Right now, the White Sox have 29 wins. How many wins do you think they finish with?
Man, put me on the spot. I'm going to go 40. They're going to go 40 and 122. They're terrible.
They're just worst.
I used to cover them. I used to cover them for 6 years, and they were bad when I covered them. They are much worse now. They traded everybody. There's some nice young talent coming up, and maybe that'll get them back on the road, but man, that's gonna be a long road for them for right now.
We have Denny Matthews come on the show, the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals, and he told me a month ago, he said the White Sox are the worst team I've ever seen. And for Denny Matthews to say that, who he called the first pitch of the first Royals game, for him to say that, he has seen a lot of bad baseball. That caught my attention. They stink.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do, and they were built to stink, but I think they're even worse than the teams thought they'd be. So you know, what a year. And the crazy part is because of the rules in place, they can't draft higher than 10th anyways, because they drafted in the top 5 this year. So they're going to end up potentially with one of the worst records of all time, and they're going to draft 10th or 11th next year. It's insane.
That is Dan Hayes joining us on the show today. He covers the Twins for The Athletic. Dan, great stuff. We got to do this again whenever Minnesota comes back to Kansas City.
All right, sounds good, man.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.